Now I start again with the final part of our conference with the round table, and I just have to apologize. I feel more secure talking English, but all the other participants will talk Italian, parlano italiano, ma per me forse un po' più facile farando la moderazione in inglese. So, first of all, I have to, and in the end, we will also open the discussion to the audience, so then you can decide if you talk English or Italian, both is equally allowed, of course. First of all, I shall introduce to you the participants. We have three directors of institutions, which were the main topic of our conference, and one representative of our host country, and of a representative as, at the same time of the Italian humanities. So it's a big job. ladies first, to my left is Brigitte Marin, the director of the École Française à Rome. She is a professor of modern history at the University of Aix-Marseille. And to the extreme left, from my side, from your side, of course, the extreme right, is Andreas Gotzmann from the Austrian Historical Institute. He's also a historian, and having worked on German politics and nation building, I know quite well his dissertation on the Kremsierer Reichstag, but that is not central today. And he's since, I think, 1913, the director of the Austrian Institute. And with both institutes, the French and the Austrian, we already heard papers on those this morning. The third one, represented in the round table, the German Historical Institute, was not subject of a paper during the conference, and was also, as it came to me, rarely mentioned in the discussion, though it is one of the organizing institutions. But we can perhaps make up this lack a little bit partially by listening to Martin Baumeister, since 2012, the director of the Deutsches Historische Institut in Rome, and he's also a historian, specialized in the Mediterranean, especially Spain and Italy during the 20th century. And then last but not least, with the great burden that I already mentioned, Andrea D'Onofrio, professore di storia contemporanea all'Università degli Studi di Napoli, and for many years president of the SISCALT, La Società Italiana per la Storia Contemporanea dell'Area di Lingua Tedesca. After these introductions, we could perhaps state a lack of classicists on the panel, but there of course are enough of them in the audience, so I hope this is not a big problem that we have only historians here sitting.